Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Reports say the Yankees, Carver High, are on the verge of a huge deal to get Todd Frazier and David Robertson from the White Sox and bring Robertson back to the Bronx. Is Todd Frazier the answer to the Yankees' black hole at first base or third base? They have Chase Headley there. Is that what they'll do, is put Frazier at first?
That seems to be the plan, and there was some talk tonight. I was waiting to find out what would the return would be, because that's where I would gauge if this is a good deal or not. And our boy Bob Nightingale just tweeted out that Blake Rutherford, who is the Yankees' first-round pick in 2016, he is their third-ranked prospect and outfielder, would be the prize jewel of this potential trade.
Blake Rutherford.
Yes, and I don't mind that so much because the Yankees have some young outfielders now in Judge and Clint Frazier. Robertson is signed through next year, and I love the other kid too. I gotta check the guy's name. He throws gas. That other guy they're gonna get in the deal also.
So let me ask you a question, Carver High. Tell me about the reliever that's in on this. You're telling me they're getting Frazier, Robertson, and another guy too?
Tommy Kahnle.
How are they getting all that? How are they getting all that for what, one prospect?
Well, so far he's the main guy. I haven't seen the other prospects yet. Rutherford's the only guy that's been out there. But this guy Tommy Kahnle this year, 60 Ks in 36 innings pitched. That's pretty good. You know, and he's got a 2.5 ERA, only walked 7 in those 36 innings. And he's under control for a lot longer than these other guys. Robertson, they would have for one more year after this. Frazier's a free agent at the end of the year. But you got to think about it. If Betances and Chapman are right, you have those two guys with David Robertson and this kid Kahnle throwing gas, suddenly the Yankee bullpen maybe, which has been a problem over the last 5 weeks, 6 weeks, is starting to look a little better.
So you're telling me that they're giving up on the Duda and Addison Reed stuff?
If they were going to make a move, I didn't want Duda and Addison Reed, to be quite honest with you. They obviously have to pay a little more to get Frazier, Robertson, and Kahnle, but I didn't think they had to make any moves. We talked about this last night. I'm fine with that little youth movement that they have going on. But if the main guy they're giving up is a guy who's not going to play realistically in the majors until 2019, then I'm okay with it.
So, Mafia, when you heard that the Yankees were talking to the Mets about Duda and Addison Reed, what did you think of that?
It didn't surprise me. That's something that's been kicked around for a couple of weeks around the New York papers. I mean, he's a guy that would come cheap. He's a guy that they probably wouldn't have to give up much for. You know, the Mets are just looking to clean out house, clean out anybody that's worth anything so they can try to rebuild the franchise. I mean, he's a streaky guy, but he's got good power, and I think that would have translated well to the Yankee Stadium. But if they want to go make the bigger trade, the bigger deal, then, you know, they're all power to them. I mean, they're making that push. You know, we were saying that maybe they shouldn't. You know, both you and I last week, when it was just us here, then when Carver High came back yesterday, we're all saying that, you know, this year was gravy. What they've done is great, but it's unexpected. It's ahead of schedule. You don't want to sell the future in order just to build something that maybe makes a wild card and then gets knocked out either in the wild card game or in the first round. So why bother to waste, you know, the talent to try to bring in some big name? But it seems like they're going to get some good talent, some that'll stick around for a couple years for a relatively low price. Why not?
There's another thing at play here that you got to think about also, and that is the Yankees also take Frazier and bullpen help away from the Red Sox, who desperately needed a third baseman and some bullpen help also. So that kind of plays into it too.
And who started talking about this Canely?
Yeah, he was mentioned right away as one of the guys.
His
that
ERA
going
is in. Under one. 37 appearances, a 0.97 ERA. And he's only 27 years old. That's incredible. 60 strikeouts. Who gives up a player like that? Seriously. Tyler, Clippard's part of the deal. Thank God. See you later. You know what they think of him.
That sweetens the pot a little.
They're just like,
jeez.
Here, have him. Right? He's awful. Is he not awful?
Terrible.
I'm not nice anymore in here. I just tell it like it is. If someone sucks, just come right out with it.
Clippard out, Robertson and Canely in. Here we go.
Here we go. Let's go. I got to go back to this thing, Carver High. The guy, Frazier, he doesn't hit. I mean, he's hitting 207. The guy can't get out of a wet paper bag. Last year, he hit a career low 225.
But he did have, what, 30? Did he hit 40 last year, 38
no.
homers? He got up there.
He did. He did have 40 homers and 98 RBIs while hitting 225. So he hits for power when he does hit, right? He hits home runs.
Right.
And he drives in runs.
He's essentially...
How do you hit 207 and have 40 homers and 98 RBIs? How, is that possible?
He's essentially just a little bit better than Chris Carter, is pretty much what we're going to get at. Chris Carter hit for power, struck out 1,000 times, had no average whatsoever. Frazier's better than Chris Carter, we know that, but he's just basically a better Chris Carter.
And he's a way better fielder.
At third base.
So you don't think he'll Frazier do well? You don't think he'll do well at first base?
He's played it before, but, you know, I'm sure he'll be just as adequate
so why
as Carter
was. Honestly, like, why wouldn't they have gone for the deal for the guy in Oakland? And why wouldn't they go for, I'm just
because
asking,
I think
for
that,
Duda and Reed? I mean, they're butts the same thing, and Duda hits home runs.
Because Frazier, in my eyes, is the third wheel in this deal. He's not the main piece. These two relievers are the main piece.
Robertson and
I think Robertson and Canely are the
now
main.
Now tell me the story again about Canely. Now his 60 strikeouts are gratifying, but what is the story behind this guy that is creepy?
I was looking at some background on him along with the stats and everything, and this is the guy. And I remember we did this story a couple months ago. LaTroy Hawkins, who now I guess does TV for the Rockies, they were talking about some or the Twins, whoever he does it for. And when he was on the Rockies, he was teammates with Canely. And he called Canely one of the worst teammates I've ever had in my career. And that guy played, what, 20-plus years in the majors, had thousands of teammates, and he picked this kid out as one of the worst. He got into a fight with him over something.
Why? I wonder what makes him so bad. Now, look, this will be his third team.
Third team in, you know,
a couple years.
3 or 4 years.
So he must be, there must be something wrong with him.
And
now, how's that going to go over in the Bronx?
Now, you're in Colorado. Chicago's a big media market. I mean...
It is. No doubt, it is. I'll give you that. But if you can't make it there, how are you going to make it here?
Well, who knows why he's getting shipped
and
out of Chicago.
And if you can make it here, make it anywhere, it's up to you, New York, New York. Anyway, what?
Exactly.
All right.
I'm all in on this deal now.
Now you're all in.
Now that I see what they're giving up, I'm all in.
Because you can't stand Tyler Clippard.
Yeah, I think that's just an added little part of it. I don't mind giving up an outfielder who's still
a couple
years away.
And what's the kid's name from East Rutherford?
No, his name is Rutherford. Blake Rutherford. I mean, the kid's in single A. He's years away from the majors. You don't know what that kid could be.
He could end up being Nolan Ryan.
The Yankees, as long as they don't get rid of those main four or five top prospects that they have, as long as those guys weren't in this deal, I think it's a good deal. I mean, Blake Rutherford, how's he even going to see the field in 2 or 3 years when you have Judge, Clint Frazier? How is he getting in the outfield? So this isn't a bad thing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.